The 84th legislature amended the Administrative Procedures Act in four different bills. The biggest of these was Senate Bill 1267, where I'm going to spend the majority of the time this morning. And then there were House Bills 763, House Bills 2154, and House Bill 2299. My paper in your course materials discusses all of these, so if I don't make it to some of those House bills, you can read about them there. Senate Bill 1267 had three broad goals. The first was to require more meaningful notice of the facts that led to administrative proceedings. We had some troubling testimony about agencies trying people by ambush that the legislature was looking to tighten up. The second was to create a judicial remedy for a licensee whose license was suspended without notice in an emergency situation. Prior to Senate Bill 1267, there was no procedure providing a time certain for someone who had been denied an opportunity for hearing to get one. And because the order was not final, they had no avenue to appeal to district court. And the third goal, and the bulk of the bill, was to remove procedural traps in the motions for rehearing process to avoid the loss of appellate jurisdiction based on technicalities. The notice provisions of the APA are primarily in sections 2001-052 and 2001-054. 052 is the general notice requirement for all cases.